This is timely message of interest. This is George Jackson. All the claims that this year and Gentiles were condemned because they had broken their respective laws. The children of Israel received the law of Moses from God in a great display of his power and glory on Mount Sinai. Paul affirmed that the law was good if one used it lawfully. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 8. He himself delighted in the law of God after the man. Romans chapter 7 verse 22. Israel took great pride in the law of Moses and benefited greatly from it. Nevertheless, they broke it and stood condemned. The Gentiles, on the other hand, did not have a law like that. They were not without law. Their law did not come in the impressive way that Moses' law did. It was the natural law, an unspoken, an unwritten law that just naturally grew out of human relationship. But it was just as binding on them as the law of Moses was on Israel. The Gentiles knew about God and his law for them, but they did not respect it and did not obey it. They stood condemned. The systems of law under which both Jews and Gentiles lived was in that they upheld high standards of conduct. Any system of law was weak in that there was no provision for forgiveness or breaking. Law required one to obey perfectly in order to be justified. Or we could say that law required that one